Next patient is Bruce Butterfield. Patient with a history of 6 sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker implantation. Period. Patient is last seen 2017 period. Patient now complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness, period, dizziness and copy period. Patient's pacemaker integration today showed atrial fibrillation period. Current medication act was 45 milligram daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin, edaviclor 40 milligram. Fish oil, Flomax, Vasibazidia period. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, non-contributory, review system. In general, recent weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach history, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 107 over 70, double C 60, respiration 16, weight is 180 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, 6 sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker implantation. Number 2, atrial fibrillation with recurrence. Number 3, history of coronary disease. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. Number 6, chronic kidney disease. Recommendation. Patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation. I will get a echocardiogram to reassess left ventricular function and in a structural heart disease period. Patient had ablation done in 2014 and was maintaining sinus rhythm since I saw him in 2017 period. Since patient has atrial fibrillation, I will start the patient on Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily, period. I'll follow the patient after the echocardiogram and will consider another ablation if the rhythm is not converting to sinus, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Jeffrey Gardner. Follow-up date is 2/29/22.